Chode House.
But anyways, now that I've ranted a bunch, I mean, talk about Metaverse, right?
So I know very little about this. I'm coming in kind of blind.
Well, I was too.
Oh, can we play the advertisement for him?
I don't want to watch the whole thing, please.
No, it's not 10 minutes. The advertisement's like a minute or 2 minutes long. You know what I'm talking about, right? When he's talking to the Latina?
Negative.
No, I don't know that one. Let me find it.
Oh, hold on.
If you find it, send me the link and I'll play it.
Anything with Facebook, I kind of just like, no.
Leon Lush.
What's up with my boy's fucking hair? Like, come on,
it's
man.
Paint the hair that's painted on.
Yeah, come on. That's where his, you know, the cerebral, the computer is back here. And then the hair piece lifts up and then there it all is.
We already know you're a fucking tool bag. We already know you're a tool bag. Like, why are you just like balls deep in that?
He's embracing it completely.
Yeah, he's embracing it. Why? Why though? Like, fuck, man. Do something else. Like, grow out some fucking bangs. Like, you have. It's like you have bangs, but you have a receding hairline. Which is, you know, until this point in time, was thought impossible. Many have tried, and apparently you're the only one that's been able to pull it off. Well, I mean, you don't pull it off.
I can't find it. I wonder if they pulled it. It's him and a woman sitting across from each other. It looks like a morning show. They're talking about Metaverse, and it's I saw it first on Lush. Like, Leon Lush just butchered him for it. Because it was extremely fucking cringy.
Oh, this 10.5 minute one is really
I don't understand why they keep putting his ass in front of a camera.
Because he has so much money and power, they can't tell him. No, I don't think there's anything making. I think he wants to.
You think? And I mean, at this point, it's board of director stuff. You don't think they would be like, like they did Elon Musk. Remember? They told Elon, look, man, you're shutting the fuck up right now.
Dude, Zuckerberg makes Elon look like a peasant.
What? Elon's the richest man on this planet.
I don't think so, bud.
Yeah, they confirmed last week and a half ago or 2 weeks. Now, I mean, this is just doesn't count royalty.
if you don't count his company, he's only worth $64 billion.
Okay.
Let's see. Zuckerberg net worth $115 billion. Says he's eighth. So he's richer than Musk and he's eighth. So Musk is not number one. I don't know what kind of weird number foolery you're doing.
You have to count assets, right?
I guess. Okay, well, let's count Facebook then too. Hold on. How would you even determine?
I don't know.
Facebook's net worth is $1.6 trillion. So
Jesus.
I think Zuck may win, my guy.
Yeah.
What did I see then?
I agree with D here. From what I've heard, you know, that Elon is the richest man.
It's hard to tell, man. I'm not invested enough to. I'm play arguing. There's so many. It's hard to get accurate numbers. A, because no one, unless you have access to their books, you're not gonna know. And B, there's so many dick suckers on both sides. People that hate Elon or love him for no reason.
All right, so this is a CNN Business article from 21 October this year. So a little more than a couple of weeks. And
fake news, CNN.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree. But Elon's personal wealth is now $222 billion, widening his gap as the richest person in the world, according to Bloomberg Billionaires Index.
Yeah, but
the index.
Yeah. No, what is
it? It's an index.
They're not gonna list some like insert random Stein, you know, as the richest person on the planet, right?
I mean, they are way richer than any of these people,
right?
But No, they leave they leave them people out of this because when you're that rich, you can afford to make people not talk about you.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. These numbers don't add up with anything else on either side of it. Like they're not the big numbers I found or the little numbers or the middle numbers. So this proves my point of what I just said 2 minutes ago. Who fucking knows? Like, how are you evaluating this?
Oh, so there's just no way you can be wrong here. Is that what I'm understanding then?
I don't care. I'll be wrong. I do not care about how many people own $200 billion.
Play with.
I just wish you would say, what they're counting. Like,
Zuckerberg, them, are they like in a fucking coffee shop or something?
I can't find it. Maybe can you link? Is it him and a girl just talking across the table? Because if so, that's what I'm talking about. It's just him and a woman talking.
My memory hold.
Yeah, it looks like it looks like the Bloomberg. The way they evaluate it is they take a snapshot, and that includes stock number, includes their percentage ownage of their company for everyone, not just Musk, for Bezos, Bernard, Arnold, Bill Gates, Zuckerberg. They take their cash, all their assets, plus how much they own of their company, the stock price on that day when they evaluate it. Which, okay, sure. I mean, if you factor all that, I guess I can see why, since he owns, 22% of Tesla and 48% of SpaceX. Yeah, I can see that.
I'm trying to find the Leon Lush video. I'm sure I can scrub to it.
Yeah, I guess I should just look at that, huh? Hold on. It wasn't in a video just about Zuck. Let me look, because I've got it all in. Watches videos all the time, so maybe it's Cringe Olympics. Hold on. Yep. Found it. I went right fucking to it. Here, let me link it. So this is the timestamp of it.
Oh, nice.
But it's not the whole thing.
Okay.
Talks about it. You can scrub back and forth. And he starts talking about it before that. He starts talking about it. That video starts here. Let me do another timestamp.
Okay.
Because it cuts in and out. Leon gives commentary and blah, blah, blah.
This one good.
Yeah.
From their Meta launch video, I think.
Through some of the exciting games.
Oh my god! In the pipeline. Absolutely. Come on.
Awful chemistry. Like that's what I want to highlight. This I don't know who this woman is. It doesn't fucking matter. But they are trying to sell a product. Keep that in mind. This is an ad to sell Metaverse. Okay. All right, go.
And Mark's voice sounds so forced. Like, Deb, do you want to take us through some of the quests of fucking?
Take us through some of the exciting games in the pipeline for Quest?
Absolutely.
Maybe I'm exaggerating.
Over the years, we've had the opportunity to work with incredible developers like Vertigo Games, the studio behind fan favorite Arizona Sunshine.
I love Arizona Sunshine.
Fan favorite.
Basically got me and my friends through the first few months of the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome. If you enjoyed that,
Mark, got he and his friends through the pandemic.
We're partnering with Vertigo on 5 more great games.
And you know, not for nothing.
Oh my god, dude. That is.
So you see what
Why
I mean?
How do you do this?
It goes
me?
On. It goes on and on. So Leon doesn't have the whole video in here, and that's why I'm trying to find the video so I can fucking link it. I think they have scrubbed it. I think they have fucking black-holed it somehow. They have used the power of the Zuck. He is like Ultroned.
Dude,
he has Ultroned into the internet.
They can absolutely do it. You know they can do it.
So
it's bad, man. Dude. That's rough.
I don't blame him.
That was rough. They're supposed to be having this like comfortable, candid conversation, and maybe that's how they were trying to set it up. But there is nothing comfortable about that at all.
Dude, he can't have a natural conversation. He can't do it.
No.
Not on camera, at least. And I don't know if he is just like debilitating, camera or stage anxiety or something. I don't know. Maybe has to do, 11 milligrams of Xanax or something just to get that crap out. But he can't. There's no way I believe he's actually like that in all his dealings. that cringe.
No, he's not. Stunted. I think in his honest dealings, he's a piece of shit. And I don't necessarily mean that as an insult, because
and you have to know he's quick as hell too.
Yeah, you can be a great businessman and be a piece of shit. They kind of go hand in hand a lot of times. Yeah. I think if he gives you his quote unquote honest opinion, he's fucking narcissistic. He's ruthless. He is probably incredibly savvy at what he does, and he doesn't come off as stilted. He comes off as, I will literally fucking skin you alive to save 3 cents on this advertisement. Like, just borderline evil. I'm sure that's what his natural thing is. And I don't mean he's evil. I just mean that I think that's his thing. And I think when he tries to not be that, that's when you get this bullshit.
So, oh man. What was he there? He's got a quote.
That's a good take. Yeah.
He's got a quote out there. Yeah, it was a good take. I can't remember. I can't even prove it, but it was just like, all these people gave me this information about them for free. They're fucking retards.
I don't doubt that he said that at some point. He like a deal where he didn't know he's being recorded.
Well, it's the first thing he was that before it was Facebook, that little thing he made at college, you know, and he stole it from the Bilderberger brothers or whatever.
Smashbook or something like that.
Yeah, whatever that shit was.
That used to be that was like the original title of it. Then it became the Facebook.
But anyway, yeah. He is vicious. No doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, people want to doubt, and this is not, you know, for the people that listen to this, I'm not defending Mark Zuckerberg. I'm trying to be objective. People want to universally pan people they hate. I do it too. It's natural. If you hate someone, you don't want to find anything positive in them. And by positive, I don't mean nice. I mean good. Like because good and nice are two very different things. So just because he's a piece of shit, which I have no doubt that he is, I'm sure he's a garbage human to almost everyone he interacts with, but you cannot deny what he built and the way he's run it, even though I'm sure he's had plenty of incredibly smart and also equally vicious men and women helping him, he has still been the guy. And he has built it into one, you know, it's on the wane, and I think that's why they're diversifying. I think that's why they're rebranding. They're doing the Google thing when Google made their parent company Alphabet to let them branch out. They're doing that with Meta or Metaverse or fuck ever. And yeah, that's okay, cool. Even though Facebook is, you know, boomer book now and lol, imagine using Facebook in 2021. It still has this fucking enormous reach that is rivaled by almost no one. I mean, the amount of data and analytics he has on people, I would say the only legitimate, like, Amazon has obviously a ton of analytics, but it's more focused on consumerism. I think they're the leader there. But I think as far as raw data, you got to think Facebook and Google, for me, are the number one and number two, as far as private sector, at least. I'm not counting governments or, you know, lizard.
Well, see, I was just about to say, the government helped build Facebook. I don't know if you know that one, but yeah, there's metric fuck tons of government money went into building Facebook.
Unofficially, you mean building it, like scaling it out, or?
I mean, they threw intelligence agencies at it to help them. And
stuff well, yeah, like that's what I'm saying, though. Like, what? Like, so once it got popular and they saw its usefulness, they helped him scale it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That, and they, I mean, there's proprietary knowledge that, you know, intelligence agencies had on how to build profiles on people, how to do this and that kind of technology. That.
Oh, so you're saying they helped him build out the analytics piece of it?
Yes.
Okay.
This thing
for data capturing and how to
spying on
how to read the data, how to make sense of it
in the name of defending us from terrorism, I'm sure
defending us from ourselves.
Yep.
Patriot Act gets, it keeps on giving.
It does.
I mean, well, nowadays, I mean, they have Instagram now, so.
Oh, yeah, Instagram. They have Snapchat, too. I'm pretty sure Facebook owns Snapchat and has for a little bit. They bought Instagram years ago. I think they also have Snapchat. They have a bunch of pretty much any social startup of note. I mean, other than TikTok. TikTok's Chinese. They're not going to sell that, but yeah.
You got Boomer Book, and now they've got Instagram, and now they're going for the young audience, which is the metaverse.
So is that what the play here is? They're going after
I thought it was targeted towards our age. Yeah, I thought Metaverse was supposed to be like the, I mean, obviously they're going to sell it to everybody, but I thought the target age was honestly like late 20s to late 30s. I thought it was the, because you have to have a lot of disposable income to fucking do anything.
Right. Well,
I'm asking because you know more than that. I know barely anything about it other than they're pushing a huge VR universe games. Yeah, that's all I fucking know.
So it's really across the board. That's what I got from the advertisement I watched, the 10.5 minute one, because it had, let's see, it featured, you know, working from home and how you could basically simulate being in the office. Like, who the fuck would want to do that? You could, you know, simulate hanging out with friends. Now, mind you, like, when these things are going on, hanging out with friends and shit like that, you know, you're going to have your Oculus on. Or else you won't be able to simulate, you know, fucking anything. You'll be just staring at your computer screen, which is basically what an Oculus is. It's just closer to your face. So a big part of me feels like the advertisement was a little more slanted towards people, not only who had, you know, income, but also had time. You know, like if I've got like two fucking kids running around here, I'm not going to be able to say, hey, honey, I'm going to strap on my Oculus and hang out with my buddies and just be like sitting there on the couch, you know, cracking jokes and shit while my kids are like,
you know, that's marriage tearing the wallpaper right off.
Yeah, marriage ending.
So you think it, so maybe instead of late 20s, you'd think like early mid 20s? Because you, like you, we're agreeing, you have to have disposable income. And I truly don't see, you know, I think teenagers, especially rich, you know, or well off, not rich necessarily, but teenagers with upper middle class, at least parents that throw money at them, I could see that being a big seller. But it's I don't see it, like I'll say like the 13 and under crowd, I don't see it really appealing, or not appealing, I don't see it really being targeted at them, because they're not gonna be able to afford it unless they do have rich parents. I mean, they're gonna go to school, they're gonna do XYZ. So it really does, it kind of seems like the more I'm talking about it, I'm kind of wondering what their business plan is.
Well, I mean, this.
I'm talking myself out of it.
Because... Oh, okay. This is the Tia. You know, what I mean. Like this is just the setup. Like, you know, take Tesla for instance. You know, he knew that right off the bat. You know, not everybody was going to be able to afford these brand new EVs, right? But as time goes on, they will get cheaper and available to everyone, and pretty soon, the entire planet is covered with EVs.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I think it's different when you're selling an online service, because money is only a piece of the factor. There is no time factor to buying an EV. If you drive a car and you have to commute somewhere and you can afford the EV, you're going to buy an EV. But you cannot buy time. Like, you still, for something like this, like you're saying, you have to be able to sit down and dedicate time to use it. So it's not time. Just making the
time.
It's not
biggest
just making
here.
Yeah, exactly. No, 100. You're 100% right. It's, you know, there is the cost factor, sure, because you have to be able to afford the equipment or the games or what the fuck ever. Yeah, that's a good piece of it. But you still have to have, I don't know, I'm going to set aside 4 hours tonight and do what the fuck ever I want in the metaverse with my friends, which plenty of people do that in games, too. So there's a market out there. Like, I'm not saying people won't be willing to throw the time into it. I'm just, what I meant by talking myself out of it is, like, I kind of thought at first when you were, you know, when we first started talking, I was like, okay, I could see this appealing to like a decently wide age range. But as I'm saying shit out loud, I'm like, man, this age range is getting smaller, because you need this time and you need money, and time and money is a very small subset of young and then old when you're retired. And maybe, you know, this could be one of those surprise hits where old people really fucking get into it, because
you can
virtual golf, you can go to the bar with your friends, you can go see what's Aunt Janine doing? I don't know, strap on the thing.
Well, as long as they have, you know, their grandchild come over and hook up their bank account to their fucking their meta wallet.
Oh god. Oh, this is,
because I mean,
like,
everything is going to be driven off of their coin, right? Their crypto. It's not going to be. You're going to have to change your dollars for that.
Yeah, what was their coin they had? It was called Z. Was it a Z?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, please let it be Z coin for Zuckerberg. No. That'd be the ultimate. It'd start with a Z, narcissistic though,
if I remember right. Hold on.
So this is kind of seeming like they're trying to.
No, it was Lira. Something. Never mind. It was Lira. I just remembered it.
Oh. Lira is an actual fiat currency. It's for, I can't remember what country that's for.
Is it?
Yeah. It's Turkish. Yeah, Turkish Lira.
Well, shit. I may be wrong that I'm wrong.
It wouldn't surprise me if
he, Libra.
If Facebook also.
Libra.
Oh.
They changed it to Diem. D-I-E-M. As in carpe.
Diem is a permissioned blockchain-based payment system proposed by the American social media company Meta Platforms.
So that's what it's going to run on, I imagine. So you'll be buying assets to populate your, you know, virtual home or have a virtual hangout space where you'll hang out with your friends. Now, the advertisement I watched, they met up with some of their buddies, right? And, Zuckerberg met up with some of his buddies.
Allegedly.
You know, one of them was a robot, and, you know, one of them was, like, flying around the room. You know, another one was doing some other kind of crazy shit. And the funny thing was... he was like, "Where's so and so?" And somebody said, "Oh, let's call her." And so they called her and did like a video chat with them, and they were outside, like in the real world.
And they were just like walking around with their headsets on.
Yeah, just walking around. No, not with their headsets on.
How long do you think until the first death from Metaverse when someone walks in front of a car and just gets fucking obliterated?
Right.
Oh god,
I hate all of this.
But yeah, they were outside and they were like, "Oh, you know, we're running late. You know, we'll be there soon." I'm not gonna fucking rush home to sit in a virtual room with fucking Mark Zuckerberg and his, you know, like the thing that, like, they had somebody floating around the room, right? Like this shit only makes sense to me is if you have some kind of feedback to your body.
Oh, that's other than that, they're gonna be haptic suits, because that is, you have to solve that problem to go to the next level for virtual anything.
Yeah.
Just seeing it with goggles, that's cool. And yes, you can make improvements there, but you have to have feedback. And right. The only way to get feedback that I know of, the two big ways, is option A, which is actually realistic, have a haptic suit of some, or haptic something, or option B, invent a jack like the Matrix and fucking jack into the base of your brain.
Neuralink. That's the way. Neuralink is coming.
See.
I mean, eventually.
Way ahead of him.
Because Elon was like, I remember him talking about that. He was talking about that on Joe Rogan, I believe.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the problem with computers is they can only go as fast as we can tell them what to do.
Oh, right.
As far as,
the
interface and all that.
Yeah, the interface. There's a bandwidth problem.
Right.
Between our phone and our brains.
Right. And if it's, if it can go as fast as we can think about it, then it gets interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sold on his neural. I know what you're talking about, but I haven't looked at it in a couple of years. I'm sure it's made great advancements, but it was very limited. It was not even a proof of concept. Like, it was like, we can simulate this one fucking thing, and the one thing they could simulate was, see here, you see how he makes the line on this screen twitch upwards? He did that with his brain. It's like, okay.
Hey, he did have a chimp. He did have a chimp playing Pong.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah.
I missed that. I must not have seen that one. Either I missed it or that's after I saw. Because I think my first introduction to it was, it may have been the Joe Rogan podcast.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's still...
It's coming, for sure.
But it's coming. It's still super early.
I mean, it's the Hello World version of this technology,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely the Hello World version.
I think...
We should kill it in its cradle.
Well, no. I'm not going to say that. I think... The problem we have in thinking about this, and I'm including myself foremost, is that we always, like how we're talking about it now, we always assume it's going to keep getting better and better, but we think about it linearly almost. Like we think about, oh, well, it's only here today. This is the hello world of it. You know, give it a year and it'll be doing this. It's like, well, maybe fucking not. Not everything is linear. For all we know, we keep going with this. We literally hit a roadblock and it sits there for 50 fucking years.
Yeah.
Doing nothing. Yeah. And then overnight, some idiot's born who's a savant, and he's like, oh, this problem you've been working on for 50 years, do this, this. And then exponentially, in a year, we make up for those 50 years in progress. And I think that's just a problem with how we think about technology, because our frame of reference is Moore's Law, and our frame of reference is how silicon is advanced. And not everything with technology follows that TikTok cycle, but because the core element up until now technology has, that's our frame of reference. That's how we think about everything. And I'm guilty of that too. It's you know, I have to kind of stop myself.
You only have
sometimes.
Your past, you only have your experience to build a model in your mind with. So
yeah, I mean, that's true.
That's what you do. But my quantum computing though.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that you know, actually I'd forgotten. That is a great fucking point. Because if you remember 5 or 6 years ago, everybody's like, okay, so we're only here, but in 2 to 3 years, quantum computing, where are we with it? Fucking not very much farther than we were 5 years ago. Turns out it's a really fucking difficult problem to solve. Who would have thought? When you have something, when you have a state of matter you have something that doesn't quite obey the laws of physics, and that fundamentally cannot be observed while maintaining its state, it creates a bunch of really interesting problems.
That is so fucked up, man. That is so fucked up. I have tried to wrap my head around that so many times. I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean? Like, it's so strange. It's crazy.
I think I'm with you, man. I barely understand it, like even less than barely. And I don't necessarily think that's entirely our fault, because I do think it's still such a new... I mean, the idea is not new, but really getting into it in terms of computing is still so new that there are so few people that understand it well enough to explain it or do anything with it at all. It's... You've got a lot of really smart... I guess what I'm trying to say, I'll rephrase. You got a bunch of really smart people that are really smart in other fields, and they want to help quantum computing advance. So they jump on the hype train. But even though they're super fucking smart, way smarter than I'll ever be, they still doesn't magically make them, you know, experts in quantum computing. But they know how to talk smart, and they know how to say things, and they understand a little bit. So they, you know, they get the torch and run with it. Does that make sense? So we're over there like, oh, there's all these experts in quantum computing and they're working on it. No, they're not fucking experts in quantum computing. They're just experts by default because no one else knows what the fuck it means.
I've come to develop a real disdain for the word expert over the past few years. Somebody tells me, oh, the experts, shut up. Just stop. I'm done with quote unquote experts.
Well, it's... I think the reason is, I mean, I know you've seen this because we know what each other's seen in our professional lives, but the expert has become too much of a subjective term. And I guess you could argue it always has been. Like, it's hard to objectively quantify an expert, because to do that, you have to isolate it and get really specific. Like, if you're the expert in XYZ, then you have, what does it mean to be an expert in XYZ? You have to have like a rubric. It's like, well, to be an expert in XYZ, you have to know all these 30 different things, and you have to be able to construct this and this and do this, and then you're an expert. And for some fields, that's doable. Some fields, it's very easy to lay out and say, if you know these things, you're an expert. Like a master electrician or whatever. Like, okay, you know, there's a rubric you can lay out. You can say, if you can do these things, you meet this. But for quantum computing, kind of a fucking different story. Like, how do you measure that?
How do you measure it? That's what I want to know.
You don't.
How the fuck does something change when you observe it?
Oh, Lord.
That's what I want to know.
I don't know. And if you Google like, you'll get a bunch of half answers.
No. That's all it's doing. It's just dodging us.
No, it's constantly just flipping you off. It's in there. It's just like, fuck you.
No, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, buddy.
The corks are down there. Just, no.
Man, we fucking derailed this. Back to Metaverse. Let's get back to the hype train that is Metaverse.
What? Oh, yeah. God.
We fucking, I fucking let us down an awful quantum rabbit trail.
Jesus. It's quantum computing. Yeah, I actually just wanted to talk about this fucking ham sandwich I ate last night, and it gave me the shits. Here we are.
Oh my God.
20 minutes later on quantum computing. I would hate to go on like a first date with you. I would say, you'd say, so what are you into? I'm like, oh, you know, playing games. And you're like, oh, games? Oh, you know, 20 minutes later, and that's how I learned about quantum computing. I'd just be like sitting there covered with nachos.
Oh my God.
So, do we think.
Metaverse. Yes.
Here's my question. And it's an opinion question because I don't think the answer is known to anyone, period. Is this them pivoting away from Facebook, period? Like, do you think they see the writing on the wall? Because Facebook is declining.
Yeah.
It's not nearly as popular. Is it still making money hand over fist? Absolutely. Yeah. But. It's not nearly as popular as it was 10 years ago or even five years ago.
Yeah, they don't have the growth that they have.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely that. And, you know, growth is king. That's what investors want. That's what your board of directors want. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, do you think they're like, you know what, fuck it. Rather than, I don't know, maybe they're trying to.
I mean, this is the shift. This is the shift. And I mean, I think you said a minute ago, there's no doubt this is where we're heading. And one thing I wanted to bring up, the difference in between, like, I hate to compare these two people, but I'm going to, Elon Musk and Zuckerberg, for instance, since we've been bringing them up quite a bit, it seems to me, so Elon is either, you know, he's really clever at hiding his true intentions, or he just has generally good intentions. Because, you know, on one side you have, you know, Zuckerberg here setting up the metaverse, which is, you know, only going to be feeding off of, he's the eater of souls. That's what he's doing. He's going to suck your life away.
Mm.
And then Elon Musk is trying to get to Mars. Which one sounds better?
So I think, Here's my, I'm going to be a little bit pessimistic, shocker, sure. But I think Elon Musk, even though he's, you know, an introverted gene, whatever label you want to put on him, he is far more charming than Zuckerberg. Yes, that's a very low bar, but he knows how to appeal to people, especially the nerdy crowd. He captures their attention. Like, Zuckerberg doesn't do that. Now, maybe he doesn't care to, but the fact is he doesn't. So I don't think Elon is necessarily evil. I think it's very obvious what Facebook, Meta, Zuckerberg's intentions are. It's a cash grab. It's feeding a beast. It's any fun is secondary and almost an accident. But I don't personally subscribe, and you didn't say this. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. I've just heard it a lot. I don't think Elon is this altruistic thing, period. I think Elon is an extreme narcissist, like a lot of successful leaders are. I think the only thing he cares about is being able to say, I fucking got us to Mars. He doesn't give a shit what we do there. He doesn't want anything. No, I'm being serious. Like, he doesn't care.
He just wants a statue built in his name. It's the guy
for
that
real.
Got us to Mars.
Yeah, I truly think that's it. Now, I don't think that's evil. I don't even think that's evil. I'm not condemning him for it. I'm just saying I think that's his intention. I think he's so narcissistic and so driven and whatever else that he's like, I got us there. Fuck all you. Oh, good job, Elon. We cured cancer on Mars. And he's like, we did what? Oh, yeah. Cool.
Sounds great.
So
that's cool. I'm still trying to find this quantum. It keeps dodging my eyesight. That's a valid argument to make. And
in that comparison, though, I'll take the latter. I'll take Elon over the interdimensional shape shifting vampire that Zuckerberg is.
I don't think you have to be altruistic. I'm not like I said, I'm not condemning Elon for that. I'm calling a spade a spade. I'm not saying he's trying to be evil. I'm not saying he is being evil. I'm just saying he's not being good. He's doing something he wants to do. Does it have benefits for us? Yeah, potentially. Even if we don't find anything of use, just the sheer technological advancements that come from us getting there, that should benefit humanity the world over.
Right. But that was the whole thing with NASA.
I think that you made an argument there against yourself. And when I say that, I mean, so if he is super smart guy, which he is, he's probably thought about that. And perhaps that's how he has reconciled it, to himself, that yes, I want to go to Mars. I want to be the one that's taking us there. But look at all this stuff that it's helping people do. I'm not quite sure I understand what the net positive is for the metaverse, for the human race, other than be, locked inside of our homes and only communicating and interacting virtually.
Well, no. Okay. So I don't think they're comparable. If you asked me, I think if you asked a lot of sane people point blank, do you think it's better and more helpful to humanity to allow us to have interstellar travel safely, human manned, right? Or a new virtual reality game? I feel like the answer for a lot of people is going to be interstellar travel. I don't disagree with that at all. However, I think it's selling it short and pretty much just straight up memeing to say there won't be technological advancements that help humanity from metaverse, because the problems they'll solve to have this vapid existence where you just churn out DM coin, right? Libra coin or DM coin, and you pay for it.
Yeah,
now they're not trying to help us at all, but I can't be convinced that there aren't going to be breakthroughs that come with that in the world of computing that help. I mean, it's a cascading effect. Help the medical field, help us find better ways for fucking transportation. Like, it's nothing is ever developed in a vacuum, and it only ever helps that one thing.
True.
So I don't think metaverse is just evil soul sucking. All we do is sit in a room. I think that's all they care for it to be. I think you're 100% right that it's a giant machine to feed their advert, to feed their analytics, and to feed their pockets, and to do this and this. But I do think it will help humanity. It's just going to be by pure accident.
Okay, that's fair.
Well, I guess the only thing I would say is that, and I don't know if this is still the case. This is just what I recall whenever he was starting up Tesla and everything they've invented and come up with, it's open source patent. They don't keep the patent on it just to themselves. They publish allegedly they publish it all and let anyone who wants to use it, use it. Go for it. If you can do it better, do it.
I remember it started out that way. You're 100% right. I want to say Tesla changed that.
They shut it down.
I want to say that's how it started, but you may still be
that's
right.
Still the case.
No. So it 100% started that way, 100%, and maybe it still is. Maybe it still is that way. I feel like I've heard something because I thought it caused a big uproar. Maybe it's not Tesla though. It could be a company he doesn't even own.
No, it was. I think it was recently I saw him at a CEO forum, and he was talking about various things. One of them was Build Back Better. So, and I'm pretty sure in that same conversation he mentioned that his stuff was open source. But I could be wrong about that.
So
it's at least that recent. Don't
there's call me there's on an that. Article there's an article from May 2020 that has, I don't know who Vinner Shipley is. I'm not going to quote this as an authoritative source, but it has quotes in it. Tesla's open source philosophy comes with, quote, conditions. The main qualifier is that Tesla will not initiate patent lawsuits against a party acting in good faith, blah, blah, blah. So Tesla's patents are free to use if and only if you do not enforce any right against Tesla, you do not enforce any patent right against any other party, and you do not oppose Tesla's patents or copy their designs. So that's
what
not
does oppose their patents.
I mean, I'd say that's reasonable.
I would say oppose patents means you take their patent, you try to patent it yourself, probably something like that. Like you take their technology and you're like, I made the Andrew battery, and you try and patent it. And
make a copy, and then
I'll cut it.
I do think copying Tesla's I would like to see the legalese there, because that's so open. Copy their designs. That's kind of loaded to me. I won't call that open source. I will say it's 99% better than what almost every other large company does. Yeah. So I mean, I can't really shit on it too much.
Well, that's what I was about to say. I mean, that's better than what Facebook has ever done.
Yeah.
Or Zuckerberg or any of the other ones. So at least we can point at it and say it's a net positive addition to human intelligence and human knowledge.
I would agree with that 100%.
As opposed to whatever the fuck Facebook's done. I don't know. Destroy society. I don't know. I blame Facebook for so much bad shit, man. I'm really biased on this.
Yeah.
It's like the worst bias.
I mean, like it or not, it has changed the world.
No.
I hate to say that, but it's true.
I mean, it's mostly hate each other, in my opinion.
I would have to find the article. I think it's pretty easy, at least talking at high levels like we are, right? Because none of us are data science. Well, I guess Ethan's kind of close to a data scientist.
Excuse me.
But D and I are not data scientists at all. So,
excuse me.
So I think it's hard.
I'm not a data scientist.
Well, all I was getting at was it's easy for us to talk about the higher level stuff, and that's mostly negative because it's easy to point to that. And there's some technology, I don't remember what it was that Facebook did, because Google's one of their earliest claim to fame was MapReduce, right? That's what Google did to make search work. And MapReduce was like a fucking force multiplier for computer science, period, that was revolutionary. It allowed so much shit to go to you, it allowed you to fucking just dissect and organize and look through data so goddamn quick. And I know Facebook has done something similar. I just don't remember what the fuck it's called. Now, the question is, even though they did that, and even though Google did that, even though Google gave us MapReduce, how do you draw the line? Because Google's done a bunch of evil shit too. A lot of tech companies have. So how do you say, is it worth it? Like, you have this big bar with red and green, right? Green's MapReduce, and red is everything else they've ever done.
It's not quantifiable.
So I'm sure the Germans gave us, they were quite good at engineering, from what I understand.
Yeah, they're real good at chemical engineering too, I hear.
That's what I've heard.
No, but seriously, you're absolutely right. A lot of mechanical and automotive engineering advances. Jokes aside, a lot of chemical engineering advances.
Medicine.
Like, that's medicine. Yeah. No, I mean, but see, like, you
medicine in general. Yeah, medicine in general.
That's true.
Yeah,
no, it is. True. That's the hard thing. That's the hard thing to rationalize if you're a good person, is like you have something that's abhorrently evil, pure evil. And I'm not even talking Facebook aside. You have. Like, how do you, it's hard for people to reconcile. You have this dude named Steve, and Steve fucking tortures children, flays them alive for the fun of it. But in the course of doing so, Steve finds a way to, we'll just joke and say cure cancer. I'm exaggerating, right? So Steve has found a way to cure cancer, but he did it by mutilating 20,000 children. Is going to be very hard for most people with a conscience, even though curing cancer saves millions and will continue to save millions and millions. How do you morally, how can you separate that in your head? And it's like, well, those 20,000 children that died excruciating deaths, that's still evil. It's like, yeah, of course it's evil. But that's the weird thing about reality is good things can come from evil people and evil situations.
Hmm.
Obviously, that's a very easy example because it's super exaggerated. That's never going to happen. It gets a lot harder to quantify when you're trying to talk about real life.
It'd been more believable if he would have found a way to eliminate free radicals.
Oh man!
Well, the why callback. Do you need that? You got raspberries, man, or not cherries, right? Antioxidants. I think cherries are
antioxidants. There we go.
Eat your cherries. Ladies and gentlemen, eat your cherries. Lord,
help us. No, I mean, it is FUBAR.
Yeah, it's, I mean,
that's about all you can say. That's FUBAR right there. And, you know, it makes people very uncomfortable when they find out where a lot of the technology we have came from, what the people that were originally, or I'm sorry, the people that originally make it were trying to do whenever they made it. It's like, well, that's FUBAR. That's the, yeah, you know, you get, yeah, the big eye, you see them whites all around your eye, and it's like, God almighty, you can't reconcile it. You just have to go, well, what's done is done. I can't change it. Why would I throw away this knowledge?
Right.
So I found, as a sidebar real quick, I found the big advancement I was trying to remember that Facebook did.
Oh,
yes. Hair implants.
Technology advancements. They made Cassandra, the scalable database that everyone still uses, because Cassandra is what's underneath Hadoop. And Hadoop is the biggest, the clustering system that Google still uses, and Amazon uses it, and they base their own products on. Facebook made Cassandra. It is the largest contributor to Hadoop as well. They made TensorFlow. They made Torch, which Google then based TensorFlow on, which TensorFlow is like one of the largest AI engines out there, period. And Facebook made Torch, which was the predecessor to it. And then they also, the Open Compute Project, and then React, the JavaScript library front end that's ubiquitous and it's everywhere. Facebook made that too. So again, I'm not saying.
Did they make Log4j?
No.
Kill.
Because if they did. It's only evil.
You can probably blame some fucking intern at Apache for that. He was assigned a project. We need a logging framework. And he went, okay.
Somebody sent him an email and said, please do the needful. And he did. He did that needful.
Mm-hmm. And then the needful got done to all of us.
The whole reason that I brought up the metaverse to talk about this week was because I actually heard about it from the Joe Rogan show when he was interviewing what's that guy's name? Tim
Pool?
No.
I was about to say, please not him.
No. Tim Pool was on there 3 weeks ago.
Oh, God.
Oh, it was.
Spare me.
But Tim.
There was. Fuck. Oh, is Tim Pool fallen from grace? Do we need to have
a little bit
conversation? Uh-oh.
What grace you're talking about?
Come. Don't be
anyway. He was on the Joe Rogan show. Fuck, I can't remember his name now. Anyways, doesn't matter. And he said that
Tim Dillon.
That's it, Tim Dillon. And he was talking about this guy who paid $450,000 to be Snoop Dogg's metaverse neighbor. And I was
excuse me, what?
Yeah. Yeah, you put that in the thread the other day. That's what spurned that whole. You guys were wasting our lives working at what we're doing.
So right, I thought I didn't read the article. I guess I thought the
you missed the whole fucking context.
God, I thought it was a meme.
Son of a bitch.
Coming in here with all your points and your arguments and your.
Whiffing my joke.
Is Metaverse even live? Is it live yet? Can you do it?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
So,
guys, shut it down. New York Times headline article from today. You ready? Uh-oh. The Metaverse's dark side. Here come the harassments and assaults.
Oh, geez.
Swinging dicks from every corner.
Here we go. the metaverse. Was like, no, it can't be a police force. It had to be some sort of like, man, like sort of like a militia or something. The metaverse militia. Just go
around it, and fuck won't people be, up in metaverse. It won't be a militia, man. It's going to be a Facebook like Gestapo. That's what it's going to be like. It's going to be the
Facebook. This is. Are can you I read the beginning shit? Of this article?
Yes, please, please.
It's really good. I'm gonna read it. I'm gonna do a dramatic reading. San Francisco. Chanel Siggins recently strapped on an Oculus Quest virtual reality headset to play her favorite shooter game, Population One. Once she turned on the game, she maneuvered her avatar into a virtual lobby in the immersive digital world and waited for the action to begin. But as she waited, another player's avatar approached hers. The stranger simulated groping and ejaculating onto her avatar. Shocked, she asked the player, whose avatar appeared to be male, to stop. He shrugged as if to say, quote, I don't know what to tell you. It's the metaverse. I'll do what I want. Then he walked away. So keep in mind, pay very close attention to what they said. He shrugged as if to say, and then they attribute a two-sentence quote to a fucking shrug.
Sounds like my kind of place.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's
like fucking VR chat. That shit's degenerate as hell.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of complaints in that, but it's like...
I like
you're in there with gamers. Do you not know who these people are?
I like that he just showed up and beat off on her. Just shrugged his shoulders, walked off. Welcome to the metaverse, bitch.
I just don't understand. I mean, I get it. That is awful. And God help me, if that was my wife or daughter, I'd be... If I could just find this guy, right? It would piss me off. But, the other part of me is like, I've been playing games online since I was 16. And I'm way older than that now.
How many people have you teabagged?
Oh, God.
Right.
I have dragged my nutsack across so many virtual faces.
How many of those do you think were women?
It doesn't matter.
But why does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
But honestly, why does it? There is no haptic feedback yet. We're not. No. If we were at the level where if you're touched, you feel it, I would 100% understand how that's sexual assault at that point, because it's perfectly emulating it. It doesn't matter that it's fake. This is a fucking game with no feedback at all. Period. Well,
what did you think was going to happen when people believe words are violence?
I mean, right. I guess
they gotta have something, right? If you're in a world where there are no consequences, then really there can be no victims, right?
I mean, victimless crime. Nobody was hurt except, you know, she felt assaulted, which, you know,
I'm not saying someone can't feel PTSD or trauma or whatever, but to imply that it's the same as if it happened to you on the street is...
Right, it's not even close. It's not even the same world. And that, you know, and that turns the volume down on all the people who are going through real harassment, real assault, you know. They have injuries.
Sit there and tell me, like, that this... Like, I would love for two women or two men or two... It doesn't matter. Two people sit across from each other. One of them was violently raped and then beaten within a half inch of their life. And the other one gets on there and is like, I was playing Population One on my Oculus Quest, and an avatar simulated ejaculating onto me. I know what you're going through. Yeah, I would hope that other victim would beat the shit out of him. what I'm feeling? Okay. Like,
Lord,
I don't have a lot of sympathy for that kind of stuff. Like, if people feel uncomfortable, that sucks. The part of me that is nice, I don't want people to feel sad and uncomfortable, but I think, I mean, you report the person and move on. Do what you do in games now. Like, there's reports
of a game. Hey, it's not real.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
I'm sorry. It's not real. Hello? Game not real.
It'd be like in a shooter. Like, to me, it equates the same thing as like you playing anything, Counter-Strike, Call of Duty, PUBG, Fortnite, and you go to a judge and you're like, this guy attempted to murder me. He fired his weapon at me and narrowly missed. And the judge is like, do what now? In a game, he did this. Like, it's not the same thing.
Right.
We can wrap it up here. Anyways, thanks for listening, everybody. You can find us on Don't Go Metaverse. Spotify. They'll probably find us on the Metaverse. I'll probably
we're gonna be buying some parcels. D is financing the parcel buy. We'll be coming through soon.
With my personal.
And if you see anybody running by and they ejaculate on you, it's me. it's all good. It's cool.
It's just a game.
Don't sweat it. Don't sweat it, baby.
What can we tell you? It's just the Metaverse.
It's just Metaverse. It's all good.